Al-Bayan Radio presents Quranic Reflections presented by Nidal Al-Ayubi.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Assalamu alaykum, brothers and sisters. Today, inshallah, we will be discussing Surah Al-Kafirun. Now, Kafirun means the disbelievers. It is called Surah Al-Kafirun because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this surah to address the disbelievers, telling them that he will not worship the idols and statues that they worship. Say, O you disbelievers, I do not worship what you worship. This surah has also been given other names such as Surah Al-Ikhlas and also Surah Al-Bara'ah. Ikhlas means sincerity and Bara'ah means innocence, and this is to be free and innocent from shirk, say sharing partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun, la a'budu ma ta'budun, wa la أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي دين.
In the name of Allah, most compassionate, most merciful, say, O disbelievers, I do not worship what you worship, nor do you worship what I worship. I shall never worship what you worship. You will never worship what I worship. You have your own religion, and I have mine.
Now, Surah Al-Kafirun is a Mekki surah. It is composed of six ayat, six verses, and it is Surah 109 in the Mus'haf. And the subject matter of this surah is Tawheed and declaring one's innocence from shirk and misguidance. The Mushrikeen of Mecca invited Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to a truce. They wanted him to worship their gods for 1 year in return to them worshipping Allah for 1 year. This surah was revealed to put a stop to the ambitions of the disbelievers, making a distinction between the people of faith, the people of Iman, and the worshippers of idols. And it rejects this offer that was presented by the disbelievers for the present and also the future. Now, some of the ulama have mentioned the relationship between Surah Al-Kafirun and the surah before it, Surah Al-Kawthar. They said that in the previous surah, Surah Al-Kawthar, Allah ordered us sincerely to worship Him alone, without associating any partners with Him. In this surah, Surah Al-Kafirun, the surah of Tawheed and innocence from shirk, Allah makes it clear that our worship is different and independent from the worship of the disbelievers. For the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his followers worship Allah the Almighty alone. Now this point is emphasized in this surah through repetition, and it ends by clearly stating that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has his religion while they have theirs. Now Surah Al-Kafirun has many virtues because it has been established that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to read this surah along with Surah Al-Ikhlas, Surah Qul Huwallahu Ahad, on many occasions, such as the two units, the two raq'at made after tawaf, and also in the two units of sunnah before the fajr prayer, and also in the two units of sunnah following the maghrib prayer, and he would also perform the witr prayer by reciting sabbih isma rabbika al-a'la in the first raq'ah, and qul ya ayyuha al-kafirun in the second raq'ah, followed by Surah Al-Ikhlas in the third raq'ah. Imam al-Sa'di rahimahullah, he commented on this surah, saying, Allah commands to say, declare and announce to the disbelievers that
لا أعبد ما تعبدون.
I worship not that which you worship. Meaning, I disown that which you worship instead of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, both inwardly and outwardly.
ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد.
Nor do you worship that which I worship, because you lack sincerity to Allah in worship. Your worship of Allah is mixed with shirk and cannot be called worship. Imam Sa'di continues to say, repeating the declaration here signifies the first instance as negating the action for the present time, while the second instance makes it a continual legacy for the future. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala distinguishes between the two parties and separates between the two groups by ordering Muslims to say to the disbelievers, "To you be your religion and to me mine." Allah said in similar instances in the Quran,
قُلْ كُلٌّ يَعْمَلُ عَلَىٰ شَاكِلَتِهِ فَرَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ هُوَ أَهْدَىٰ سَبِيلًا.
Say, O Muhammad, to mankind, each one does according to his way, his religion, his intentions. And Allah also says,
أَنْتُمْ بَرِيئُونَ مِمَّا أَعْمَلُ وَأَنَا بَرِيءٌ.
Say, O Muhammad, you are innocent of what I do, and I am innocent of what you do. My dear brothers and sisters, as we mentioned, the Quraysh, the Mushrikeen of Mecca, proposed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that he worship their idols for a year, and in return, they worship his God, Allah, for a year. And he, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, refused this offer, and then this surah was revealed instructing him how to respond to them, and that response is, O assembly of Quraysh, O disbelievers, I do not, at present, worship your false idols, your pretended gods, nor do you ever worship that which I always worship, and he is the one true God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Furthermore, I shall never worship these idols, nor will you ever worship that which I worship. Thus, he is saying to them, give up any hope of a compromise in these matters of worship. I shall never turn away from worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the true God, to the worship of false gods. Likewise, you will not turn away from your false worship to the true worship because you are stubborn and ignorant. The fact of the matter is that you have your own religion and it is association of partners with Allah, shirk. It is for you alone and I shall never enter it. And I have my own religion and it is a tawheed. To worship Allah alone, to sing out Allah alone in all worship. Consequently, I shall have my recompense with my Lord, and it is paradise, and you shall have your recompense with him, and it is the fire. My dear brothers and sisters, these ayat offer us many lessons and reflections, which include the following. Number one, the believer must remain firm on the truth, firm on tawheed, and keep away from shirk. And secondly, this surah shows us the stubbornness of the disbelievers in their adherence of falsehood. Also, Allah the Almighty, subhanahu wa ta'ala, protected the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from accepting the evil proposal of the disbelievers. And finally, a clear distinction must be made between the people of iman, of faith and true belief, and the people of disbelief and shirk. An important point to finish off with, my dear brothers and sisters, which Ibn Baz rahimahullah mentioned, quoting Ar-Razi, rahimahullah, who said, when the people disagree with one another these days, they say the phrase, to you be your religion, and to me, my religion, quoting the last ayah from Surah Al-Kafirun. This practice is forbidden. The Quran was not revealed to be quoted in such a way. Rather, it was revealed to be reflected upon and to be applied. Wallahu a'lam, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.